Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast from WNYC, made on Varick Street.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. 30 years ago, the filmmaker Godfrey Reggio and the composer Philip Glass collaborated on a movie that was silent except for Glass's bewitching score. That film was Koyaanisqatsi, a Hopi Indian word meaning life out of balance. That has become an art film classic and spawned two follow-ups in the so-called Qatsi trilogy. There was Powakqatsi and Nakoyqatsi. But the latest collaboration between Reggio and Glass has, mercifully, an English title. It's called Visitors, and it brings Godfrey Reggio back to Soundcheck. Hi, Godfrey.
Thank you, John.
So the title is in English, but there is no spoken language in this film.
Right.
But there has developed over the years a certain visual language, I would say.
Yes, but let me add this, that Philip's music is the equivalent of an emotive narrative for the film. It's like an armchair in which to sit, as it were, and let these images just come over you. In most theatrical films, a composer writes what's called music cues. They can be anywhere from a few seconds to as long as a few minutes. In this case, we're looking for a full symphonic score or a full symphonic language that can partner or dance with these images.
Is that why Visitors is subtitled A Film by Godfrey Reggio, Philip Glass, and John Kane? I mean, I understand you're the filmmaker, John Kane, the visual designer, but Philip Glass as a kind of co-maker of...
I see him as a co-equal partner. We like have a bilateral body. I'm one half, he's the other. I can't at this point think of the films without thinking of Philip. Even in this late date, we're just beginning to understand the language that we put together. So it's a real opportunity each time to go back to him and ask him not to give us something from the past, but to do something completely different.
Now, just by virtue of the fact that you're not asking for cues, for those little 10-second or maybe you get 2 minutes, you know, in a feature film, that would be an eternity for a composer. But the fact that it is just Philip's score, that's different enough. Do you then edit the film to the music?
It's like a hand-in-glove operation. One medium motivates the other. I asked Philip never to write note one until he's been completely marinated in the ethos, the image, the point of view, the whole dramatic structure, as it were, of the film. Once that happens, we do a dramatic blocking. It has temporal values. It talks about instruments. At the end of the day, however, it's Philip Glass that must write the score. So we do everything possible to put him on the platform we're on and then count on his perspicacity to come forward with a voice, as it were, for the film.
All right. And Philip has had lots of that, whatever that word was, perspicacity.
Well, he's just extremely, let's say, insightful.
Yes.
And never disappoints.
And this is the music that we hear from Philip Glass in this film by Godfrey Reggio. music by Philip Glass. The piece is called Novus Ordo Seclorum, New Order of the World. And that is an excerpt of the music that Philip has written for Godfrey Reggio's latest film called Visitors. Open now here in New York at Sunshine Cinema. It'll be opening in other major cities around the country throughout February and March. Check out visitorsfilm.com for details of when it might be coming to a theater near you. Godfrey Reggio is with me on Soundcheck today. How many collaborations with Philip? Is this six?
This is the sixth collaboration.
Right. What has, and he has, you know, he has been inspired by your films to produce some of his most dramatic and colorful scores. So this is clearly a collaboration that has worked extraordinarily well over a long period of time. Koyaanis Kotsi is now 30 years old. What was the initial attraction to you of working in silence or with only music?
First of all, it's not for lack of love of the language that there's no overt narration in the film. It's because I feel our language no longer describes the world in which we live. We see the world through language, but our language is an antique form. The world that it's looking at is not here anymore. We live now in technology as the new and comprehensive host of life. So to have music in effect becomes a meta-language, like art, like religion. These are meta-languages. They're languages beyond the spoken word that we have. To have Philip do the score is to somehow give a direct communion to the viewer. It doesn't proceed through metaphor. It's something that goes directly to the heart of each viewer. In that sense, I couldn't think of a better narration for the film.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of not using spoken language, we've talked a little bit about this before, but you studied to be a monk.
I was a Christian brother. I studied to be one, but I was a Christian brother. I had final vows. Christian brothers have many schools on the East Coast, as they do all over the world. I was a Christian brother from the age of 14 to 28.
Wow.
And at the age of 28, Che Guevara was a person called Giovanni Roncalli, Pope John the 23rd. To me, an extraordinary person, similar to the pontiff that's there now, Pope Francis, a man with a big heart who was not interested only in dogma, was interested in the heart of people, the soul of people, the suffering that they were going through. So Giovanni Roncalli said, question everything, accept nothing, even the structure of the church. As a young, zealous monk, that was music to my ears, and it got me thrown out of my order.
Wow. And how did you end up making films? Had you begun to do that already, even
yes,
as a monk?
Yes. No, not. I was working with street gangs as a Christian brother. During that time, I had the good fortune to see the film by Luis Buñuel called Los Olvidados, or The Young and the Damned, The Forgotten Ones. When I saw Buñuel's film, I knew it was not about entertainment. I, in my vernacular, had a spiritual experience. Mm. It watermarked me. It was an infliction on my soul. It really touched me. And it, as it were, changed my life. I felt if film could be that powerful, it's perhaps something to look into.
Well, and, you know, I think I certainly would not be the first person to use the word meditation to describe a lot of your filmmaking. I mean, they are sort of meditations on who we are, our place in the world, and in this new film, Visitors, maybe even our place off of the world. There were some striking shots of the moon, apparently from orbiting around the moon. Where did those come from?
Those came from digital technology. The shots that I wanted to have that I saw with my eyes were in 1080, which means the resolution was too low in order to be able to put it on a big screen. So over a period of almost 5 months, people at the Optic Nerve Studio recreated the moon by using NASA maps and recreated it in a 3D digital format.
So now you mentioned the format of 1080, which people know because if they have HD TVs, that's what they're seeing at home. This is shot in a format called 4K.
Well, it's shot actually in a, we shot much of it in 5K, but it's now projected in 4K in theaters. Theaters are just starting to bring in 4K projectors. I think they're principally used for 3D movies, two of them, but you can have them set up for one projection, and it gives you more resolution, more, as it were, material on the screen. In a flat medium, which is what I work in, a surface medium, the key to that is the illusion of depth. Black brings out the depth, especially if you have a little silver in that black. It gives it a dimensionality.
Is that why the film is in black and white?
That's one of the reasons. There are several. When things are in color, it contemporizes the image. It makes it seem present. I was looking for an image that was off-planet.
And Off Planet is the name of the biggest piece of music that Philip Glass has written for this movie. The film is called Visitors by my guest Godfrey Reggio, and here is some of that music. Off Planet is the name of that music from Philip Glass, written for the new movie Visitors by Godfrey Reggio. It is the sixth collaboration between the filmmaker and the composer. Visitors is open now here in New York at the Sunshine Cinema, opening in various other cities in February and March. Check out the website visitorsfilm.com for details. Godfrey Reggio here with me in the Soundcheck studio. Let me ask you to explain Off Planet.
My own point of view is that we live off planet. We live in a technological environment now. We're on speed and rush hour, outrunning our future. We live off of the Earth, however. We use it as resource to tool the global world in which we live. One could say that we've lived now, we're in the third epoch, the epoch of nature, the epoch of culture, and now the epoch of technology. Mm-hmm. But we keep thinking that technology is something we use. It's the misuse or good use that determines its value. Technology is not something we use, at least from my limited point of view. It's something we breathe. It's as ubiquitous as the air outside of us. It has an infinite appetite, and it operates on a finite world. Anything we could have said about the divines in the past, we can say about technology now. It's remaking the world to its own image and likeness. And because we're so human an animal, we become the environment we live in. Mm. We become what we see, touch, smell, taste. We are becoming technology.
So you must have, then, a very ambivalent relationship with the very technology that you have used to make this film.
Indeed, it's a contradiction. I acknowledge that, but embrace it. I live in the American Southwest in New Mexico. There are many big forest fires. Frequently, one has to start a fire in order to deal with a fire. If I want to make a film, I have to use technology. It's based in motors and speeds now in digital domain. So to embrace that contradiction is what this is about.
The film is called Visitors by Godfrey Reggio. It is an extraordinary, beautiful movie. 30 years ago, when you and Philip Glass did Koyaanisqatsi, it was very much viewed as a head trip, you know? It must be gratifying to you that that view has kind of evolved and matured over
Well, it
the
has
years.
For some. I can remember we got extraordinarily bad reviews for Koyaanisqatsi from many sources, including some here in New York. So that's been true for all the films I've done. They're not mass man films.
But they do, each of them seems to have an image, at least one, that stays with you for years. For me, in Koyaanisqatsi, it's that final shot, which seems to go on forever and has that iconic music by Philip Glass. In Pawakatsi, there's the shot of, I don't know if it's Lagos or Mumbai, it's some city with an impossibly large moon rising over it. I don't know how you did that, but there is a shot in this film, and I don't want to give it away because it's a real kind of coup de théâtre, but there is a shot here that has, you know, that I can already feel is going to be staying with me for a very, very long time.
Well, you know, with a film like this, there's a Latin term. It says quid quid recipitur. Excuse my Latin. But what it means is one receives according to their vessel, their bowl. We all have different vessels. We all have different bowls. What the filmmakers attempt to put into the film at the beginning is not what it's about. It's what exists after it's finished. It takes on a life of its own, and it speaks differently to different people. It's aimed at the solar plexus. It's aimed at the aesthetic triplets that reside within us all, sensation, emotion, and perception. All of us have different variations on that.
That the film is Visitors, open now here in New York at the Sunshine Cinema, a film by Godfrey Reggio with score by Philip Glass. And Godfrey, it's great to have you back with us on Soundcheck today. Thank you so
pleasure.
Much.
Pleasure, John.
This is the music that Philip Glass wrote for that shot that I was talking about, and a little hint in the title, it's called Reciprocal Gaze. Soundcheck is a production of WNYC in New York. Find out more about our show at soundcheck.org or just download the new WNYC mobile app. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.